Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
I'm not sure if Julian Clary's richly praised first crime novel, Murder Most Fab, has been translated into Swedish. It's hard to imagine Clutch Your Pearls, Girls, It's Jennifer Justice ringing out in Ustad's cobbled streets, pleasing though it would be. There's now a second novel, Devil in Disguise, written in Kent, where Clary has retreated to a farmhouse next door to Paul O'Grady. There he lives with a dog called Valerie, the successor of Fanny the Wonder Dog, with whom Clary shot to fame in the 1980s and 90s. We persuaded him to town with his Inheritance Track.
I would inherit, or I have inherited, the 1812 overture by, is it Tchaikovsky? I had a rather full education culturally. My mother was very particular about that. Although we didn't have much money, she made sure we went to see the ballet quite often. She also took me to the Albert Hall to see lots of concerts and Last Night at the Proms and all those sort of things at an impressionable age. When I was, I think I was about 10 when she took me to see the 1812. This was in the 70s. I was very impressed with, you know, very excited by the music, but what she hadn't told me was that these cannons go off towards the end, and there were a lot of bombs going off in London, and I assumed that it was an IRA bomb, and I got under my seat, and I had to be coaxed out, my mother telling me that it wasn't a bomb, this is all part of the music. Now, I enjoyed all of the culture. I think my mother's enthusiasm rubbed off on us, and she chose very carefully what we would see. I saw Nureyev several times at his peak and several times past his peak, but I remember we sat in the front row once, I think it was La Bayadère, and he did this thing where he leaps around the stage spinning, and as he spun round, the sweat flew off and landed across our faces, my mother and I, and she said we must never wash again. I was a happy child with not many friends. I was perfectly happy on my own. I had a green carpet in my bedroom, and I had a farmyard animal set, and that was, if you put a plimsoll under the carpet, that would be a hillside. And I had Tom the gardener, who had no legs because they'd been chewed off by Monty the dachshund. But I was very happy using my own imagination, and I think my parents could see that I was being a little bit isolated, and they encouraged me to join Kingston Rowing Club, where I became a coxswain. And then when I was sort of 15, 16, I started rowing. And that did the trick, really. It kind of got me to mix and mingle with proper men. And certainly as a 12-year-old, being in charge of 8 strapping oarsmen was quite a power kick. And that's when I started to enjoy getting attention and making people laugh. It's very kind of stirring music, isn't it? And it evokes a kind of patriotism that I might not otherwise feel. I think just the thing with classical music, your imagination can just go on a little journey, can't it? The song I would pass on is If Love Were All, written by Noel Coward, sung by Ian Shaw.
I believe in doing what I can, in crying when I must, laughing when I choose.
I suppose it's his interpretation. I've heard it before. I've heard Noel Coward's version, which is very sort of light and casually sung in Noel Coward's sort of clipped tones. This version just seems much sadder and much more emotional and much gayer than I've really credited the song with being before.
I believe the more you love a man.
Some of the lyrics about I believe the more you love a man, the more you something something, the more he'll break your heart or something. Anyway, it's about having your heart broken.
If love were all, I should be lonely. Somebody splendid really needed me.
Well, obviously, you don't get to the age of 51 without having a little bit of light and shade in your life. And there has been upset, there has been heartbreak, but one has recovered, and it's all part of life's rich tapestry.
That he wanted to have me near.
I am an Earl Coward fan, and investigating him quite a lot lately because of a novel I'm writing, but I'm very interested in modern interpretations of both the plays and his songs, because set in their time they can easily pass you by, and some of them are extraordinarily gay. Mad About the Boy, for instance, is clearly written by someone who knows what it is to be mad about a boy, and that has not gone unnoticed.
But I believe that since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse.
I think the song is full of eternal wisdom that it'll be true for the next generation, as it was for me listening to it yesterday, as it was for Noel when he wrote it. It's a kind of a healing song, I guess. Well, these songs say about me, I guess, that I was going to say I love my mother.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.